Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we just want to welcome you, amen, one more time here tonight for tuning in, amen, to our Victory Outreach Milwaukee Facebook Live. Amen. We're just going to get into the Word here this night. If you got your Bibles, turn to the book of John chapter 6. I'm going to start reading in verse 40. I'm going to read an extra verse beforehand. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 40. As you turn there, I just want to take this time to thank the Lord for my salvation. Amen. I thank God for saving me, for rescuing me. Amen. He stepped into my life over about 4 years ago. He set me free. Amen. I thank God for this ministry where I'm involved in an international ministry all across the world, over 30 different countries. Amen. And God has been doing something great and special within my life. Amen. And he's called me, amen, here this day. And I just take this privilege, amen, a very, very opportunity, amen, just to preach God's word. And I never thought I'd be here tonight, amen, preaching the word of God. Amen. But here I am, here this day, right? Praise the Lord. But let's just get into the word here this night. Amen. I also want to thank God for my pastors as well, my senior pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, and they've been a blessing to me. Amen. Here in Victory Outreach Milwaukee, they've been a blessing. Amen. They've been guiding me along the way, and as well as Pastor Felipe, his wife, Sister Lily, as when I came into the men's home, they were there with me, guiding me through. Amen. And I just thank God for everything he's doing within my life here in Victory Outreach. Amen. Let's go ahead and start reading. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 40, the Bible says this: "For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day. Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.' They said, 'Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, I came down from heaven?' But Jesus replied, 'Stop complaining about what I said. For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And at the last day,'" turn your ear and say, "at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written," verse 45, "in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me." Verse 46 says this: "Not that anyone has ever seen the Father, only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life." Amen. Let's go ahead and just pray. Father in heaven, we come before you here this night, my God. We just thank you, Lord, for this word, my God. I just pray, my God, that this word that you placed upon my heart, my God, that you would just begin to transmit it, God, through social media, my God, to the hearts of men and women and young people that are tuning in here live, God, on social media, my God. I pray right now, my God, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, is able, God, just to break chains, God, and shackles, my God, of sin, my God. And Lord, we just ask, God, that you would just speak to us, God, where we're at here this day, my God, at a level, my God, where you want to take us to, my God. And we are just careful here this night, God, to give you all the glory and all the honor. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing reign, God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Those that are taking notes here this night, I title this message, "A Day to Receive Eternal Life." A day to receive eternal life. Right? See, the purpose of this book and the book of John, right? It was to prove that Jesus was the Son of God, right? That Jesus was the Son of Man, amen? And all that who believed in Jesus, right, will have an eternal life, amen? We're very, very familiar with the scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16, right? That God gave his one and only Son, right, to die on the cross for our sins, amen? And I believe that, because the Bible says that God created this world, right? God created the heavens and the earth, right? And see, I believe that God thought outside of the box, amen? God was thinking outside the normal, Right? There wasn't something normal about God. There was something supernatural about God. Amen. He wasn't just natural, but he was supernatural. Right? And he took it to another level. Right? And he designed people like you and I. Amen. And he knew that there was going to be many of sins. He knew that there was going to be violence taking place. And he knew that there was going to be people on the street corners, gang banging, drinking, selling drugs, prostitution. Right? He knew that the viruses were going to be taking places. People were going to die. He knew everything that was going to take place. Right? But here this day, we celebrate Good Friday. Right, we celebrate this day, amen, because this was the day that Jesus, amen, died, right, on the cross for you and I, for the people of this world, right? He took it to the cross of Calvary in obedience to the Father, right? He was just being obedient to God the Father, amen? And see here, Good Friday is a Christian holiday. Good Friday is a Christian holiday, amen, honoring and celebrating, acknowledging the crucifixion of Jesus at his death at Calvary, right? As the body of Christ, as the people of God, as at Christianity at large, amen, right? We celebrate this day, amen, because of what Jesus did on the cross, right? The ultimate act was to forgive humanity of its sins and open the gates of heaven. And this implies that without Jesus, the Son of God, his self-sacrifice and afterlife for the natural-born sinners of the earth would not exist. Amen? In other words, without the shedding of his blood on the cross, right, if Jesus didn't take it to the cross, right, we find in the Gospels that Jesus, right, he had to go and pray a few times. He didn't go to the Father one or two times, but he went to the Father three times, asking his Father, asking God in prayer. Right, the Bible clearly states that he was in prayer. He went to prayer three times. And see, in Victory Outreach, we don't just come to prayer one or two times. Come on, somebody. Right, we're in prayer three times a day, four times a day, right? We're a Bible-believing church. We're a Bible-walking church, right? I see one of the sisters, amen, in our church, right, that we're holding her Bible studies, amen. She says that we're the Bibles that people are reading, right? And here this day, what is somebody reading off of you this day? Is somebody reading something, amen, that's going to influence them in the right way or in the negative way? I don't know about you, but when I was out there on the streets, lost and bound, my life, amen, showed what I was living. You could read my life, right? And as people were reading my life, they could see right away that I was a gang member. They could see that I was a young person that was troubled. They could see that I was an individual, right, that couldn't keep my hat straight. Come on, somebody. Right? I had to constantly just see who I was. I had to constantly reflect who I was and what I was about. I had to show myself what I was about, right? And see, what is your life reading this day? What are people watching you this day? What can they say about you? Amen. What can people say about you this day? See, this world will not have the great privilege to make it to heaven if Jesus didn't take it to the cross. I'm here to tell you this day, not only coming from the ministry of Victory Outreach or Christianity at large, but I'm here to tell you this day that you have a privilege and you have an opportunity this day, amen, to one day make it to heaven, right? But it comes with a price, amen? It comes with a price, right? Just like you purchase things online, right? You want to purchase some clothes, my mom just purchased this shirt online for me, amen? I'm wearing a brand new t-shirt that my mom bought me online. Amen. Mom, I know you're watching this. Amen. She purchased it on Macy's. I don't know how to use the internet, basically online stuff. I used to use it once in a while. Amen. Right? I was ordering some vitamins. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I don't order clothes online. Right? I don't take the time to do that thing, do those things. Amen. But my mom, she was able to purchase this online. Amen. But see, we're going to have to purchase some things in Christianity, right? To follow Jesus. And it's not going to be an easy walk with Jesus. But the Bible says that he gives us strength. Amen? He gives us strength. He empowers us to follow him in a correct way, in a right manner. Amen? My family could tell you what I grew up and what I was being. I was a good kid, yes, but I got turned out the wrong way. I started gangbanging on the streets. I started becoming violent. I started drinking. I started smoking. I started stealing. I started carrying weapons. I thought I was tough. I thought I was cool. Mistreating ex-girlfriends that I was with. Mistreating family members. I was a bad kid at those times. Amen. But I thank God for what he's done within my life. Amen. See, it was the penalty that he paid to exchange our lives to be set free, right? It was through his death that has given us access to enter the kingdom of God. It was through his death that gives us access, that gives you and I access to enter God's will, God's perfect will for you and I. Amen. I'm here to tell you this day, you have an opportunity to enter God's will. You have an opportunity here this day. Amen. No matter what's taking place, this pandemic with the virus, yes, amen, we understand what's taking place, but we're still praising Jesus, right? Nothing's going to stop our praise. We're still having morning chapels, right? We're still having church. We're still having prayer. We're still reading our Bibles. We're still studying the Word of God. Amen. We're still serving. Amen. We're still following our pastors. We're still following our leadership. Amen. We're still in position here in the house of God. Type amen if you agree with me here this night. Amen. Everything that God has done for you and I, it's a privilege, it's an opportunity we should not take lightly. Amen. I just looked up a few things, amen, regarding communion and Good Friday, amen. But communion, right, it began on the annual celebration of the Passover when Jesus told his disciples to remember his sacrifice as they ate the bread and drank the wine. Just as Israel was celebrated the sacrifice of their homes, so believers in Jesus celebrate and remember his sacrifice of our sins when he died on the cross. Amen. Holy Communion uses bread as a symbol of the body of Jesus and wine as a symbol of his blood. The act of taking communion does not save us. It is an act of worship and remembrance. Many church and denominations have different views of communion, and prayerfully throughout this message, you are able to intake of God's word and allow it to nourish you so you may be able to observe and remember all that Jesus has done for you and I. Amen? Go with me to verse 47 in the opening chapter. Verse 47. Once again, for those that are tuning in, amen, I title this message, A Day to Receive Eternal Life. A day to receive eternal life, a spiritual life, a new walk with Jesus, a new walk with the God. Amen. Verse 47 reads like this, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Amen. See, this was Jesus speaking right to the crowds that were in disagreement with who he was claiming to be. Amen. There was a crowd of people. There was people disagreeing with Jesus at this particular time. Amen. They were in full disagreement with Jesus. Right? And see, even in the Old Testament, we read in the book of Exodus, chapter 16. I didn't give it to them to write it down, but you can go ahead and just remember it and go back and study it. In the book of Exodus chapter 16, where the Lord sent fruit from heaven to feed the children of Israel, amen, they ate the manna from heaven for 40 years, and this was food that Moses was instructed to give the people, amen. But how many know that Jesus himself, he offers a spiritual food. He offers a different type of bread. He offers a greater type of bread, a spiritual food, amen, that's able to nourish us correctly, right? Jesus offers us bread from heaven that satisfies us completely and leads us to eternal life. We see something power in this particular verse. We see Jesus declaring a truthful fact about God's word. In other words, there is no lying in Christ. Go back to verse 47 with me here this night. Verse 47 says, I tell you the truth. Amen. In other words, there's no lying in Jesus, right? The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There's no lying in God, right? God came to establish something here on earth, amen, to establish his kingdom, right? He took it to the cross for you and I. He's given us an opportunity to get close to him, amen? And that's what God wants here this night for you and I. For those that are watching, those that are tuning in, I believe that God wants to speak to you. You may have been going through something lately. I'm here to tell you that maybe somebody was lying to you. Maybe your friends, your spouses, amen. Somebody can't stay truthful to you. I'm here to tell you that there's somebody by the name of Jesus that will not lie to you. Amen. When you open his word, when you read his word, when you get close to God, when you begin to read the Bible, I'm 25 years old. Amen. I came in when I was 21 years old. I never thought at 21 years old I was going to read a Bible. I should be out there partying and kicking and having fun, right? Living my life, right? But the Holy Spirit touched my life. Jesus touched my life. There's something different that has taken place within my personal life that doesn't allow me to go back out there, back to lies, right? It's the truth of God's word. It's the truth of the gospel. There's something truth about this. There's something truth about the Bible. Something that I'm reading about God's word is of truth. Amen. Week after week, month after month, year after year, I'm starting to notice that God is more truthful in what he's saying in his word. It's a powerful fact that he gives about God's word. Amen. See, I simply placed here, to have eternal life, you must first taste and see that the Lord is good. And you will see that in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8. Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. The Bible reads like this. Those that got their Bibles, you can go to your Bible on your phone, on your notepad. I got a Chromebook. You can go to your laptop. Come on, somebody. Right? Look it up. Psalms chapter 34, verse 8 says this. Taste and see that the Lord is good. It says, oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Amen. Now go back to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 51. John chapter 6, verse 51. The Bible says this, I am the living bread, this is Jesus speaking, that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread which I will offer so the world may live is my flesh. Amen. And you may have a question here this night. You may ask this question, right? You may have this question. You may say, how can Jesus give us his flesh to eat, right? How could he give us his flesh as bread to eat, right? But see here, to eat of the living bread of Jesus is to accept him into our lives and become united with him. That's when we eat of the bread of Jesus. That's when we accept of Jesus. That's of taking of the bread. Amen. And yes, we celebrate it in the church when we come together, gather. Amen. We take a cracker, a piece of cracker, and we eat it. Amen. We celebrate. Right? But the true bread is accepting Jesus into our hearts, into our lives, as our personal Savior. Right? Because we believe that the Holy Spirit came from heaven. We believe that God has come to rescue us. Can somebody say amen? Right? See, there are two ways we can be sure that we have become united with Jesus. Number one, is by believing by faith, he died on the cross for our sins, and on the third day, he resurrected. That's number one. By believing by faith, he died on the cross for our sins, and on the third day, he resurrected. Number two, committing ourselves to the ways of Christ and depending on his power and teachings to lead us in our everyday walk with him. Right? See, throughout the remaining verses, we begin to see the only way to be right in the kingdom of God is doing it God's way. We must do it God's way. Amen. Jesus had to do it his Father's way. Right? I was mentioning earlier where Jesus himself, he had to go back to prayer three times, and he knew that his Father was asking him to do something sacrificial. Right? Something that was going to hurt. Something that was going to be painful. And he was asking God, if there's any other way that you could take this cup of suffering away from me. He says, but by all means, let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, Father. Right? And see, there's times in our lives, in our spiritual walk with Jesus, that God is going to require a sacrifice. That God is going to require, come on somebody, our pledge, our offering, our finances. Right? Or he's going to offer our service to him, amen, to come and help out in the church, to come and give your life to help out a group of people, to start a Bible study, right? Because God has given you and I giftings, talents, hospitality giftings, communication giftings, leadership qualities and giftings, right? Teachers, giftings, right? God has placed something within our lives to be used for him, and it's to serve God for his purposes and his plan. But too many times people don't want to sacrifice these days. Too many times people just want to do it their ways and their own selfish ways. When the Bible says, reject yourself. When the Bible says, deny yourself and pick up your cross. What did Jesus have to do? He had to deny himself. He had to pick up his cross and follow God's way. He had to follow his dad's way. He asked his dad, Dad, if you could take this away, but by all means, let your will be done, God. Let your will be done. He had an obedience to his Father. I got a question for you here tonight. Do you have an obedience to your Father? Do you feel like your Father is speaking to you? Because the Bible says that his sheep know the voice of the shepherd. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd speaking to you? Has he been speaking to you? Has he been sending messengers to you? Has he been sending Bible studies to you? Has he been sending scriptures and text messages on Facebook? Whatever you see on the news feed on Facebook or Instagram, has God been speaking to you? Reject yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus, because God has something special. We're living in end times, amen? We're living in end times. See, Jesus was trying to get it across the minds of these people. The only way to make it to heaven is by having a relationship with the Father. Type amen if you want a relationship with the Father. Get connected. Whatever it is that you may have in your mind or your heart, right? We're a church that you can get connected with. We're the body of Christ. We're a unique ministry. We're all across the world. God has done something special within our lives. We used to be former drug addicts, alcoholics, gang members, prostitutes, out there on the streets, homeless, right? But God has used us. God has cleaned us up. Amen? He sacrificed his life on the cross for you and I. And this is the simple gospel, yes. But this is the gospel that will save you and I. Amen? It starts with reading the Word of God in prayer. Reading the Word of God in prayer. Go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. I'm going to bring it in real soon. I'm not going to be too long here tonight. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, the Bible says this. This is a very scripture that I hold dearly to my heart. Amen. It says, the Bible says this, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine." Just take a second right there. Just think about something that's far up out of your mind. Amen. You could think about being a millionaire, a billionaire, owning houses and land and properties, this and that. The Bible says, "And my ways are far beyond anything that you could imagine." Verse 9 says, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry." And verse 11 says this, "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." Amen. And I simply place here, see, an individual that's united with the Spirit of God in prayer and in word allows others to gain access to God's kingdom. I'm going to repeat that one more time. See, an individual that's united with the Spirit of God in prayer and in word allows others to gain access to God's kingdom. Amen. Which is you and I, the church, the body of Christ, right? That are held accountable, that have been saved, that have been touched of God, that have been redeemed, that have been healed, that have been set free, right? Our job, our task, right, is to bridge others to come to Christ. Our job is to preach the gospel. Our job is to continuously communicate the love of Christ and pray for people. That's our job. Because the Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet of those that take out the message of salvation." Right? God has called us for an end time task. Right? And he's looking for some men. He's looking for some women. He's looking for some young people that are willing to rise up in these end days, because the Bible says that he will raise us up in these end days, in these last days, to do a special work. I don't know about you, but I want to do a special work for Jesus. I don't want to be normal. Right, I don't want to be in the same area that I was in 2018 or 2019 or 2017, right? We're in the year of 2020, right? I want to see what God has for my future, right? I want to see what God is wanting to do within other people's lives. Type amen if you agree with me here this night. Right? His word says his ways are far greater than our ways. See, Jesus came straight from above. He didn't come from level ground. He came from high above, which his way is all truth. Go with me to the book of John chapter 16, verse 13. I'm giving you some good scripture here tonight. Amen. That you can go back and study and read on. Amen. And get with the Lord. Meditate on it. Amen. Because the Bible says his word is active and living. It's a living word. Amen? His word is living. It's active. The Bible says this, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future." Amen? See, Jesus has spoken to our pastors. Jesus has spoken to our founders. Amen. Jesus has spoken to the leadership in this ministry. Jesus himself, God himself, has spoken to our elders in this ministry. Amen. And we can see it all across the world. We can see it over in 30 different countries. Amen. Where God has expanded churches, where God has established churches. Amen. Where God is raising up end time churches. He's raising up end time ministers of the gospel to take their place. Amen. To preach the gospel. Amen. To reach out to people and to set the captives free. free. Can you agree with me here tonight? Amen. God is raising up some people, amen, into all truth. He's guiding his people into all truth. At one point of our lives, we were led astray. The devil had us. The devil was destroying our lives, right? And the enemy thinks he can get us. The enemy thinks he can shut us down, but he's not shutting us down. The gospel continues to go forward. Amen. Just as the Bible says, his word will be sent out and it will prosper. His word will accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. Amen. See, one that stands firm in the will of God honors the Lord in prayer and in word. I'm going to say that one more time. See, a man or a woman that stands firm in the will of God honors the Lord in prayer and reading his word or her word. Amen. We see it in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, right? It talks about putting on the full armor of God, right? It talks about standing firm. It talks about being concrete. It talks about being anchored in the will of God. It talks about standing your ground in position when the times get tough, right? And we're living in tough times. We're living in hard times. Amen? And we can't express it enough, but to say, you got to get into prayer. You got to read your Bible. Amen? Because we're living in end times. We're living in the last days, and Jesus is raising up his church to take countries and cities for his honor and glory, right? We got to stand ground. We got to stand firm in prayer. We got to be rooted in prayer. Amen. We got to be grounded. Amen. So the Spirit of God can direct us into all truth. And then we will see the great evidence, and it will be manifested over the many years that will come. Amen. And we see that within our very own ministry. We see that in the life of Pastor Sonny. We see that, amen, that God has called him, amen, from New York in 1967. He established this ministry, right? That God was going to use this church, amen, for drug addicts and their families. He was going to raise up this church. Amen. And now we're all across the world. The Holy Spirit has been guiding this ministry into truth. Amen. Going forward, constantly taking cities, more and more churches are being launched out. We see our ministry at large unfolding. We see the plan of God unfolding at large. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and call up the worship team here this night. We see God moving all across the world. And see, you may have been asking for something. Amen. You may have been seeking for something. You may feel like there's something empty inside of you. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is with you on this Good Friday. I'm here to tell you that we're here to celebrate with you in spirit. At one point in my life, the devil had me, man, like a dog. I'm telling you right now, I know I'm in front of a million people. He had me like a dog. He had me depressed. He had me stressed. I couldn't talk to nobody. I couldn't communicate properly. All I wanted to do was drink and get high. I didn't feel right. I was being led in lies by the devil. Just focusing on the internet and see what I could find. I was searching at all the wrong places. But the word of God says he chose me. I didn't choose him. I didn't choose Jesus. I didn't choose God. God chose me. I feel unworthy. But I thank God that he chose me. I thank God that he selected me. Because some of you need to hear this word, that he has something for your life. And this is not just a good Friday, this is a good day for you. This is a good day for you. And I want to give you this night an opportunity to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. I want to give this opportunity tonight for you to receive the Lord as your personal Savior. That you know what, you can say, you know what, God, I've been going through some things right now, God, and man, my kids are messing up, and man, I have to do everything by myself, and man, my family is disowning me, and I feel like I'm the outcast of the family. And I can't stop smoking, I can't stop drinking. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is able to lead you into truth. Here this night, he responded to the cry of Pastor Sonny. He responded to the cry of our senior pastor, Pastor Charlie. And he's responding now to this now generation. And I'm here to tell you, he wants to respond to you. Today's a good day. Today's a good day. Right there where you're at, as they continue to play music, just close your eyes right there with the Lord. Let everything I've spoken right now, I'm just a vessel. I'm nobody special. God saved my life. He speaks through me. I don't know what I'm going to speak when I come up here. If you feel like God has spoken to you right there where you're at, just open your heart to Jesus. Just tell God, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. Tell the Lord to come into your heart. Tell him to feel that pain right there that you may be going through right now. He's the healer. He's the only one that could take that pain away. We're a people that walk by faith and not by sight. Press into Jesus. It's just right there where you're at. Just you and Jesus. I'm done with the message right now. Just you and God right there. Just talk to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sing to Jesus right there. Sing to Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Give him your pain right there. Give him your pain. Surrender it to him. Tell him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Tell him he's worthy. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh,